Chazar Zechner Shabbat Chushag Vem Yehuda Mesechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin Zok the Mishnah. The world is judged as four times during the year. On Pesach, we're judged for the grain. On Shuas, for the fruits of the trees. On Rosh Hashanah, all the world comes before Hashem like Bnei Morain. And on Sukkot, we're judged for water. Shech the Gemara, which grain is judged on Pesach? If it's the grain that's already grown in the field, then when did it get judged for anything that happened to it up until that point? Gemara says it must be for the grain that will be planted after Pesach. In fact, Gemara Brisa seems to suggest that the grain is judged more than on just one Pesach, because it says that if something happens to a crop before Pesach, that was decided on the past year's Pesach. If it happens after Pesach, that was decided on this year's Pesach. So you see, it happens on more than just one Pesach. So Rava said it must be that each crop undergoes 2 days of judgment. Abaye said, based on this, if someone sees success with his early planted grain, he should quickly plant more that will grow before the next Pesach, because it must be that the past Pesach resulted in a favorable judgment. Our Mishnah seems not to follow any Tana of a Braisa. Braisa says, Rabbi Meir says, all is judged on Rosh Hashanah and signed off on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda says, everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah and is then signed off at various times during the year. The grain is signed off for on Pesach, the fruit on Shavuos, the water on Sukkot, people on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yaisi says a person is judged every day based on the pasuk that says Vatifkedenu labikarim. Rav Nosson says that a person is judged at every moment based on the pasuk that says Lirigolim tivchanenu. We can't say that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah is giving the times that the judgment is signed off, because the Mishnah says a person is judged, which based on this understanding would mean the judgment is signed off on Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Yehuda says that the sign off takes place on Yom Kippur. So Rav said our Mishnah follows the Tana of the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, who says just like our Mishnah, and only adds that a person's judgment is sealed on Yom Kippur. Our Mishnah is discussing the judgment, not the sealing of the judgment, because that everyone would agree it happens on Yom Kippur. Rav Chista asked, why does Rabbi Yehuda not say like Rav Nosson? It must be because he feels that the word tifchanenu does not refer to judgment, but rather means that Hashem looks into a person's deeds. If so, the word that in the pasuk that he brought down, tifkedenu, also doesn't mean judgment. And so why does he base his opinion on that pasuk? Rav Chista said, his source is the pasuk of lasayis mishpat avdoyim mishpat amoy dvar yoyim biyoyimay. Rav Chista said, based on this pasuk, a king is taken to judgment before ordinary people, because lasayis mishpat avdoy, which refers to shloimeh first, and then mishpat amoy. The king is taken to judgment before ordinary people. Some say it's done so as not to make the king wait. Others say it's done so that the king is judged first before Chas v'Shalom Hashem's anger increases. Rav Yosef said today that we daven for sick people and weak people, that they should be healed. That's done according to Rav Yosef, who says that a person is judged every day. We can also say that it's even done according to Rabbanon, based on Rav Yosef, who says that crying out is beneficial for a person before and even after a judgment has been passed. Zot Gemara Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda name Rabbi Kiva said, the Torah said to bring the Omer on Pesach because that's when we're judged on the grain, and Hashem instructs to bring the Omer so that a favorable judgment will be passed on the grain. This is also the reason that we bring the Shtei Alechem on Shuas when we're judged on the fruits, and why we offer water on the Mizbeach on Sukkot when we're judged regarding water. It's also the reason we say Malchias, Zecharias, and Shofers when we're being judged on Rosh Hashanah, so that we get a favorable judgment from Hashem for us people. Rabbi Avohu said, why do we use the shofar of a ram on Rosh Hashanah? It's because by doing so, we kaviyachal remind Hashem of the Akedah of Yitzchak, and Hashem considers it as if we too have gone through an Akedah. Yitzchak explained, the reason we blow shofar before Shemini Esrei and then again during Shemini Esrei is to confuse the Satan. It shows how much we love the mitzvahs, our chavivus lemitzvahs, and it takes away his power to prosecute. Rabbi Yitzchak said, in a year when there's no shofar blowing in the beginning, meaning if no shofar is blown on Rosh Hashanah, there will be sounds, Nebuch, of crying at the end, because the Satan did not get confused and will therefore be able to prosecute. Rabbi Yitzchak said, any year when the Yidden act poor in the beginning, meaning they beg and daven Rosh Hashanah, they will turn out to be a prosperous year based on the spelling of the word Meireishis Hashanah, meaning Meireishis could mean poor, and if Meireishis Hashanah, Achras could be used to describe a bright future. So Meireishis, if they're poor, they act poor, they beg for Hashem in the beginning, it'll be Achras Hashanah will be a successful year. Rabbi Yitzchak said, a person is only judged when his current actions A person is only judged for his current actions, meaning not his future ones, based on the pasuk that says, by Yishmol, the Malach said, Ba'asher hu sham. Rabbi Yitzchak said, three things cause a person's averus to be remembered by Hashem. Passing under a leaning wall, a person thinking that he deserves his tefillah to be answered, and someone who davens that Hashem should punish someone else. Rabbi Yitzchak said, four things cause the removal of a bad decree from a person. Tzedakah, like the pasuk said, Tzedakah tatzmi mavas, crying out, and the pasuk says, Vayitzaku al Hashem atzar lohem, changing a name, as we see, from Sarai to Sarah, and changing one's actions, as we see the people of Nineveh. Others add, also changing a place, like we see from Avram, who moved to Eretz Yisrael, and over there he was able to have children and much success over there as well. Those who don't say this last method feel that it was the merit of Eretz Yisrael, not the move, that brought about the children and the success, and therefore it's not one of the methods of bringing about success. Is a move, not necessarily that we'll do that. Rabbi Yitzchak said a person is obligated to visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov, as we find that the husband of the Shunamis woman asked her, why are you traveling to the Navi? It's not a Yom Tov today. We see that if it was a Yom Tov, it would have made sense to him that she's going. Rabbi Yitzchak said a person is obligated to make himself Torah for Yom Tov. Rabbi Kuspidoy in the name of Rabbi Yochanan said there are three books open on Rosh Hashanah. One for the Tzadikim who are written and sealed for Chaim, one for the Rishonim who are written and sealed for Misa, and one for the Beinanim, people in between, who they hang in the balance until Yom Kippur. If they're deserving, then they're written for Chaim. If not, then Chas V'Shalom, they're written for Keret. Abraisa says, Beis Shammai say there are three groups for the day of judgment, meaning at the time of Tchias HaMeisim. The Tzadikim who are written and sealed for eternal Chaim, the Rishonim who are written and sealed for Gehenim, and the Beinanim who go to Gehenim for a short time and they're then taken out. Basically, we'll say the Pasuk of Virav Chesed teaches that even for the Beinanim, Hashem tips the scale in their favor and prevents them from going to Gehenim.